1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Chuck. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
One thing is, I might know how to get that copy that you speak of that is for good food or something like that. Where do we get a hold of that?
Well, the anti-inflammatory diet is in my best-selling book. It's called Empowering Your Health. And you can go to any of the major bookstores in the country. It's okay. All over. You can also go to empoweringyourhealth.com, and you can order it there. But the anti-inflammatory diet is in that book.
Okay. When the main thing I was calling them out was, while I was at Purdue, we ran a test on using honey to slow down cancer, or not slow down, but we got it to kill cancer. And
who's
I got
Lee?
A spot on my liver. He didn't know whether it's cancerous or what. But the doctor said I've got a problem, and I just wondered whether or not honey would be a good thing to be using that would might be give me some good results. They said chemo. He said chemo is not the thing to use on that.
All right, let me make sure that what you're saying, I've got it. All right, so you're telling me that you've been told by an oncologist that you have cancer. Is that right?
Well, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He said there's a spot on my liver. There's a spot on my liver, not a big one, a little one.
And did he want to go further and do a biopsy or no?
Well, he didn't say he could go biopsy. And he didn't even mention biopsy business.
He says there's a spot on your liver and he doesn't want to go any further with the testing?
Yeah.
He just wants to leave it alone, say, don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Who is this? Is this your family practitioner?
VA.
Because, I don't think there's a doctor out there that would find a spot on your liver and just leave it alone and not do anything. So, with all respect to him, I would maybe go find another opinion from another doctor, get the results, whatever report that he did, and get the testing results, and I'd go find and talk with someone else. But, if you're wondering if honey is going to take care of that spot on the liver, I wouldn't even be thinking along those lines. Because you want to make sure you know what that spot is. Now, what will support the liver, there's some things that can support the liver and keep the liver healthy, but and you can do those things. That's no problem. You can start following, you want to start eating better, yes, because that's going to do anything to cut down inflammation in the body, and it can help regenerate good new healthy cells and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and that's just good common sense to do that. And, honey is good for you, but at the end of the day, it's also a sugar, too. And if that is cancer in any form, you don't really want to be using any form of sugar in the body because sugar creates an environment where cancer can thrive. So it would be actually the opposite of what you'd want to do. Honey's still a good, it's one of the best natural sweeteners. But again, you still want to go easy on anything that could turn into glucose within the body because of how cancer cells thrive in that kind of environment. So my thought to you right out of the gate is go to find another doctor that might want to look a little bit deeper, dig a little bit deeper, unless there's a good valid reason. Right now you're just saying he just said he didn't want to go any farther. If I had some info maybe from him, as far as we were having a conversation right now, but if it's just as simple as he said, well, there's a spot on your liver, let's just leave it alone. I don't know. I wouldn't be okay with that if I was the patient. But as far as doing things to support the liver, you can do things like milk thistle if you want to support liver function. If you're looking at ways to kind of target the liver, alpha lipoic acid is really good at targeting the liver and helping it heal and regenerate when it's, you know, pushing toxins out, that kind of thing. Chlorella is really good too, that can support the liver. And fasting. Fasting is a great way because it allows the liver not to be bombarded with new nutrients, and it can allow the body to kind of chill out, and the liver gets a chance to take a break as well as the digestive tract. But I would go, I mean, first and foremost, that's just my little spiel on the liver. I would go find another doctor and get their opinion on really what might be going on. I think further testing might need to be done. But again, I'm not there with that doctor. I'm just going based on what you're telling me. But yeah, if there was a spot on the liver, then most physicians would definitely want to know what that is. You don't want to just leave something sitting there. So see if you can dig up another opinion. If you want to give me a call, let me know. Or you can always email me, my friend, at drasa.com. 888-283-7272. This is Dr. Asa on call. Psoriasis and obesity are being linked. New article out in Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA, Archives of Dermatology. This is back in April, which has been many months ago. But there was a study, and they've reprinted it, and it's talking about how psoriasis creates or is in the same category with metabolic syndrome, which is linked in the same category with diabetes and whatnot. And it's highlighting obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high total cholesterol and triglycerides, all as linked features. Now, there's five types of psoriasis. There's plaque, guttate, inverse, pustular, and erythrodermic. And the most common form of is the plaque psoriasis, commonly seen in red and white hues of scaly patches appearing on the top first layer of the epidermis. And although this report will be in print in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey soon in 2011, it's been released online as of this week. And that's why the study is out right now. But the study was supported in part by grants from the National Institute of Health and the Psoriasis Foundation and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Specific metabolic features are linked to psoriasis, but the study makes clear that there is little indication that there is a link between metabolic syndrome as a condition in its entirety. Now, Dr. Love of Lanspaldi University Hospital and associates took time to examine the association between two conditions in a study of 6,000 persons with an average age of 39 years and a mean body mass index of 28. The body mass index, or the Quetelet index as they called it, measured the body fat and that sort of thing. And they found that about 40% of the people that had metabolic syndrome, which is linked to diabetes, it's part of, they used to call it Syndrome X, and now they call it metabolic syndrome, all had psoriasis. So here's the bottom line. With what they're saying in this study, obviously they're linking obesity, they're linking metabolic syndrome, which is where you can't handle your blood sugar and you can't handle insulin well, and then the body you're producing too much insulin. They're linking all of this with psoriasis. Now, psoriasis being a skin condition really is a result of inflammation in the digestive tract. Because remember, all skin conditions, acne, dermatitis, psoriasis, eczema, the whole nine, all of that is an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. We always want to treat skin conditions from the outside in. However, when you have deficiencies in the body, you have excess inflammation, and you're looking to get things cleared up. With things like psoriasis, someone is obese because they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. That's why they're fat. And when you eat the wrong kind of foods, you create a lot of inflammation. And of course, the skin being the largest organ is going to be showing things like that. That's why psoriasis can pop up so easily. So that's why the link is there. They didn't add that in there. I just did. But that's one of the main strong links. And the amazing thing is you can get out of these kind of health challenges if you simply change your lifestyle choices, and that's what we're talking about here on this show.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Wow.
Lines are open this hour. Check us out, Facebook and Twitter. Jump into the social media world. If you're not a fan on Facebook, you need to jump on there and become part of it. Because really, at the end of the day, all our new stuff that we're sending out is on Facebook, and it keeps you up to date on the latest of what's going on with the show, the new TV show coming out very, very soon. You want to stay in touch for that as well. Things were given away right around the new year, new you coming up around the corner. You don't want to miss any of that, so make sure to sign up and be a fan. Join us, however they, whatever they call it with that whole thing. Email came in, Connie in Boulder, Colorado, one of my favorite places in the country. Dr. Asa, my 69-year young mother has developed a heart murmur. Is she stuck, or is there something we can do other than medication? Well, a lot of times when you get a murmur, it either can be more of a genetic thing, or it can happen over a period of time. And technically, when the heart is damaged in any capacity, it does not regenerate. Now, that is on paper, and that's what all the science and the text and everything else is. However, with a murmur, sometimes it can function a little bit better. You always want to look at the B vitamins when you're looking at the heart. They're the multivitamins of the heart, and we burn through B vitamins a lot of times through stress and through life, and it's just important to keep those Bs up, and that can be very helpful. Cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats, CoQ10, all of those can be support factors for her and for the heart working better. But as far as the murmur getting better, a lot of times there's not a lot of evidence that murmurs can truly get much better. I mean, there's some as far as improving a little bit, but not going away. That's not something you normally see. But you can support the heart and give the heart things, obviously, with exercise. And there's a lot you can do to keep the heart healthy so that there's no, I guess, degeneration, as you would call it, any more than needs to be with the heart. You always want to do everything you can to keep it healthy. Now, technically, in the body, two organ systems that don't regenerate, brain cells and the heart cells. Now, some will argue there's other systems that don't, but technically, out of all the bulk research out there, those are the two, technically. And the cool thing is about, that's why the heart, though, if you notice, people can have heart attacks all, unbelievable, and things, it keeps on ticking. And the brain can lose a ton and millions of brain cells and can still function. There's a concept called plasticity. And that's why the brain cells begin to find one another and can continue working in a matrix. Even though a lot of the brain can be lost, it can still function quite well. So interesting how the body works. Going to Rosemary now. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi. It's the first time I ever called anybody.
Well, welcome to the show. It's always a first time for everything. What can
mm-hmm.
I do to help? What can
well,
we do to help?
On the 8th, my 86-year-old father died. And
I'm sorry.
He had been diagnosed with a mild case of prostate cancer about 15, 20 years ago. And okay. They said he would die of old age before the cancer could get him. Well, on November 13th, he fell, and when he went in the hospital because of that fall, they found both liver and bladder cancer, and it was very far advanced. And he'd been monitored like every 6 months, and I don't understand why they didn't see it sooner or anything.
Hmm.
And also, he was never in any pain. He had no symptoms, it seemed.
And so
I was just wondering.
So you're wondering, your question is, so your father went in and they found that he had bladder cancer and liver cancer, is that right?
Right, right. And he kind of accepted the condition because they said the treatments would kill him because it was that far advanced. But I'm wondering if the prostate cancer, the mild case they say he had, was the cause of this. And can you have that with an advanced case like that without having any symptoms?
Well, yeah, you can. I mean, that is very possible. You remember, 80, even with cancer, for most organ systems, 80% of an organ system has to be affected before we really have our first symptom.
Oh,
so it's
really?
Possible, yeah. So it's possible that things could have been happening as far as breaking down within his body, abnormal cells growing, and and that sort of thing, and he didn't even know it. And a lot of people, I mean, that happens all the time. People that get cancer and they have all kinds of health challenges, and they don't even know it until a test is done randomly, and then you see a little tumor hanging out somewhere, and you're like, what in the world? How did that happen? So, yeah, I mean, if that's what your concern is, I mean, the reality is with cancer, it can be anywhere. And there's a thought and debate that we have cancer cells forming in our body every day. It's just our immune system is so strong that it's able to go in and kill off those cancer cells. And so it never really forms into anything. It takes about 10 years for cancer cells to group themselves together and form a tumor that is significant enough to cause damage to the body. And usually it takes 1 billion cells to form a tumor. That's a lot. But it does. The old adage is it takes about 10 years. And then if you were to cut the tumor out or whatever and get rid of it, and it had not metastasized, then you've got, if you make it past 5 years, because it grows more rapidly at the second time. So if you make it past that 5 years, that's why that 5-year survival rate is such a big deal. Most people, they don't know that, is that if somebody makes it past 5 years, the chances of them not getting that cancer again is very, very high. But if they get it within that 5-year period, then the body is just, there were still remnants of that cell, and it's continuing to grow, and it comes on much, much faster than the first time. So there's a lot of whys and why did that happen? There's a lot of unexplained things with cancer too. I mean, as much as we do know, there's a lot that we don't. And I would encourage you to even talk to, and maybe you have, but even an oncologist. You know, when you talk to an oncologist, they're so highly trained in how cancer works. It's incredible. If you just talk to one, it'll blow your mind at the level and the way they can explain it to you. So you might want to do that. I think it's a good thing to do. I'm always fascinated when I talk to the different specialists.
You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, Facebook and Twitter. There you can find our weekly email newsletter. Sign up for it. It's absolutely free. And, of course, we protect your information. Don't send it out to anyone and everyone to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. We want to help you with that weekly with our weekly email newsletter. It's all the daily or the weekly health prescription, also with our recipes of the week that we're now sending out. So check it out. Get on there, drasa.com. We're going now to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show, my friend. What's up? How can I help?
I would like for you to tell me again where to go to get my base of my neck checked out for, because I was having racing heart beat, and how'd you get the name of place where to go?
Well, here's the deal. If you've got a racing heart and it could be a possibility of a thyroid, which the thyroid gland is, helps regulate the heart rate, okay? And it could be you're going to want to get blood work done. They're going to want to do several tests. But I would go to a DO. It's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And you could go to your regular family practitioner if you want to do that. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you go to a family doctor that is a DO. And the reason is they look at the structural part of the body, the bones, the muscles, the nerves, that kind of deal. And the base of the neck, there's nerves that come out of the neck that innervate into the thyroid gland. And it's not that that's the final say for the thyroid, whether it's going to work or not. But we have seen plenty of studies that show that, and the reason they figured this out was that a lot of people that were getting in car accidents and had a lot of whiplash really affects that lower neck. Well, they were seeing correlations in people that had had car accidents, and they were starting to have hypothyroidism. Well, hypo means low. Hypothyroid is a low thyroid function, and it was happening afterwards. Well, that's because the nerves were being damaged slightly, or the disc had herniated in that lower neck area, C5, C6 area, and it was affecting the nerves. So chiropractic physicians at the DC, they do work on this as well, and they're very good at it. But a DO as well is very, very good and can blend the traditional medicine side along with more of the structural medicine side, looking at the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And then if you need to go further with them, you can. That's why it's good to maybe consider going in that direction. But there's, you know, a DO is very similar. It's the same as an MD. It's, and the licenses are exactly the same in all the states. It's just that the DO has been trained a little bit more in manipulation techniques and structural techniques, looking at the bones, muscles, and nerves. And that's why you might just want to look up one out in the Yellow Pages or somewhere in your area. When you've got that kind of issue with a racing heart, you want to have all the blood tests done, make sure you can rule out everything. EKG, you want to get all these tests done and to make sure that everything's ruled out. But you never want to leave the neurological component out of it, because the neurology of looking into why something's not working correctly is important. You can't leave it out. It's a structural side of the health triangle that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, Keeping Everything Balanced. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hello. How are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I have is, in March of last year, I started having numbness in my right foot, and I went and took an MRI, and they diagnosed it as sciatic nerve. And then I did physical therapy. I've done that, and I completed that, and done. I'm still doing the same type exercises, and I've gone to the point now that I've taken steroid shots, you know, in my back, the lower part of my back, which relieves the pain somewhat. And I've even taken, now I take pills. That's a non-narcotic pill. I can't think of the name of it right now. But I continually have the numbness in my right foot. Sometimes it bleeds over to my left, and my lower back hurts. But they're telling me now that there's nothing I can do. I just can, my doctor, which is actually a nurse practitioner, my primary care doctor, says that I just have to learn to live with the pain because there's nothing else I can do. And that's where I'm at. Is there anything else that I can do? And that's my question.
So getting this right now, is it your very lower back? Talk to me about where the numbness is in your feet. Is it both feet or just one?
Bottom of my right foot. Sometimes
bottom
my entire foot, the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it even bleeds over to my left a little bit when it gets bad. And I can actually now, I'm in extremely good shape. I'm a retired Marine, 27 years, and I do triathlons, the whole thing. And I just, I kind of endure the pain now because I have no choice. I mean, I'm almost fanatical, if I'm honest, about exercise because of the benefits from it. And even nutrition, I eat proper foods and all that, but it's in my right foot. And I can feel it in my back. And I can feel the pain even right now as I'm talking with you. Not extreme, but the numbness, and sometimes the numbness even goes to a burning sensation. My wife and I went to Europe this year, and we were in Venice, and I was to the point I thought I was going to have to be hospitalized while we were on vacation. And I don't know what to do what the doctor says, just live with it. But listening to you and what you're all saying, well, there's hope. So that's where I'm at. What can I do? Or is there anything I can do?
Yeah, there is. There's hope. And have you done any therapy of any kind, physical therapy, chiropractic? Have you done any of that?
I completed physical therapy, doing core exercises, and I still do those. I did them this morning. You know, the young lady taught me how to do the various types of core exercises, and I do those. But, you know, thinking my back is stronger, then I wouldn't have the problems that I do. But no. They did a slight tear, one of my discs, but they said it was minimal. And you know, I'm 59 years old, so they said, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm just going to have to. And they wouldn't. There's no way they could do an operation because they don't know where to. You know, they wouldn't know where to start. Not that I would.
not that you'd want that, right?
No, because I understand that's not a good way, a good route
it's,
to go.
It's really not a good. No, it's not a good way to go. Well, here's the deal. That's great information. I'm so glad you've already had that MRI. That helps me out to help you tremendously. I mean, so let's look at this. The body is comprised of three main areas. And I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's called the Natural Medicine Health Triangle. There's three sides: the mental side, chemical side, and structural side. Now, what you feel like you're dealing with is the structural side: bones, muscles, nerves. But there's also some other influences on the body, such as the chemical side, which when you go in and you do blood work and whatnot, you're looking at every aspect of the body. That's the chemistry of the body. And we know that literally doing things such as eating certain foods that cause a lot of food allergies and inflammation can raise inflammation in the body and cause some really weird things. It can cause aches and pains. It can cause arthritis. It can cause neuropathy. And a lot of things, even some of the similar symptoms that you're having, can be caused by the things you're eating every day. And I know you're healthy and I know you're fit and I get all that. But also there's the mental side too, the brain chemistry, subconscious mind, the whole nine yards. So let's back up for a second. Knowing that there's different categories that you have to analyze and look at with you, tell me two things. One, does anything you do make your situation feel better? Or is there anything in particular you do that makes it feel worse? Can you answer those two things?
Well, if I were to think anything that could help it is the, I have the foam roller, and I'll do that because I understand that's real good from what I've read. And I do that, and I think that helps to some degree. There's very little that I can do. I swim because I do triathlons. I swim sometimes twice a week, a mile each time, and I feel a little better after the swim. I mean, there's less numbness there sometimes, but that's pretty much the extent of it. I mean, as far as any help, other than I take, I can't think of the name of the prescription, but it's a small orange pill it's not a narcotic. You can take it up to 8 of those a day. I actually teach ROTC in high school, so I can't take a narcotic for the pain or the numbness, and I don't think I really need to, but I do take that one pill, and that pill helps to some degree, but that's pretty much it. And nothing seems to help.
When's the last time you took an entire week off and didn't do anything?
I haven't done that. Well, I just had 3 days off here. I went to Kentucky. My older brother that's in kind of bad shape, so I took 3 days off and I haven't done anything, but getting ready to go to bed. It'll start tomorrow. I've got to get back into my running routine. So I realized and thinking that, well, if I just stopped and didn't do anything, but I don't know that would be the ticket. I don't know. You tell me, you're the doctor.
I'm kicking around some things with you because I'm going to tell you a couple of directions I think you should go that I think it'd be important. First is every 7 weeks, with all the working out, training, and exercise that you do, every 7 weeks take a full week off. And that week that you're off, you keep it simple. I mean, I wouldn't do any major exercise whatsoever and let your body heal and let it rest. Because you are 59 and you're not 29. And unfortunately, we can still blow and go at 59 like we did when we were 29. It's just that our recovery ability is not as good. And that is something that we can't regenerate, meaning you can't turn back the clock on that. You can still go hard and run and lift and be strong in the whole nine yards, but there is that recovery ability that we lose, and it just is what it is. So you got to work with that. And so every 7 weeks, where it used to probably when you're 29, you 7 days a week working out and doing all your stuff and running and doing your deal and just keep going. But you got to take that period of time off as we age. You have to, just so you can continue doing that at that pace. That's one thing. I would also do this. You've gone through physical therapy and you're still hurting. I would go to a chiropractic physician. And let me tell you why. You can also go to a DO, an osteopathic physician. I would have them work specifically on the structural part of your body and let them know the MRI was clear. Let them do some testing. There's acupuncture testing they can do, kinesiology testing they can do, that can dig a little bit deeper, that can go beyond even some of the regular diagnostic testing and find some things in your body that might be causing some of this. High amounts, hear me on this, high amounts of omega-3 fats like cod liver oil and high amounts of B6 have been shown to help with some of those conditions that you're dealing with. And you'll be surprised. Come off gluten and see what happens to your body on this.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms-to-be who take iron, folic acid, are known to have smarter babies. An article's out, and this is something that's long been known. The reason you're supposed to take folic acid or folinic acid, or a.k.a. vitamin B9, you want to take it always within the first 4 weeks of pregnancy, because that's when the neural tube is being formed. Okay, it's part of the brain chemistry. It's part of the brain formation, and it's critical. The neural tube being formed properly and not having a defect in it is so critical for the overall development of the child, and that's why folic acid is so important, and it's easy for people to get, or for women to get, that deficiency. And so most American women of childbearing age already know that taking folic acid, this is what the article says, supplements before and during pregnancy is essential in helping prevent neural tube defects. They probably don't know that folic acid, when combined with iron supplements, may make children smarter. At least, that's what a new study on mothers and children in rural Nepal suggests. The research published in the latest issue of the Journal of American Medical Association found that when mothers in Nepal took iron and folic acid before and during pregnancy, their children showed greater cognitive and motor skills when compared to children whose mothers did not receive prenatal supplements. Children at ages 7 to 9, and the children whose mothers had received prenatal supplements of folic acid and iron showed stronger cognitive ability, higher reasoning skills, better motor skills, and enhanced inhibitory control when compared to the study group peers whose mothers had not taken supplements. Another great article talking about how important supplements are to our overall diet. And people think that supplements are everything. They're not. Your food is everything. The problem is that our soil is so depleted right now that we don't get enough nutrients out of our food because the soil is not as good as it should be. And that's why supplements are so important. Now, you don't just want to take a bunch of supplements to take them. It's always good to have blood work done by your primary care physician to figure out exactly what values are good, what values are low, which ones are high, which ones are low, and are there any deficiencies. And then take supplements based around those labs, not just a shotgun approach. There's only four supplements, really, minus some other water-soluble B vitamins and a couple of things here and there that you could take and feel really good about without having any kind of laboratory analysis. We call those the foundational four. These are the four supplements that we all need, regardless, that the things that we don't get in our normal food supply, especially in America. And that's a good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need, and digestive enzymes to help break your food down. Most people digest about 15 to 20% of the food they eat, rather than the 80 or 90% that they need to be digesting, and digestive enzymes are great to help you do that. And then also cod liver oil is it is absolutely essential. It gives you the omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin A, and vitamin D. And so you want to make sure you're using that on a regular basis. And then probiotics. Probiotics are bacteria. And you want a tablet, you always want to shoot for something that has at least 2 billion organisms within that capsule. But you, for probiotics, you want to take at least, if you're an adult, take about 2 per day, maybe 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. But it's important because of restructuring the digestive or the bacterial flora. It puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract, which is critical for our overall health and immune system and bowel movements and eliminating toxins from the body, the whole 9 yards. So following that protocol is so important. That's called the foundational four, and you can pick up those now pretty much anywhere. Let's go now to Paula. Hi, Paula. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Yeah, that was a good lead-in for me. I'm calling for digestive enzymes.
Oh, are you really? Okay. Talk to me.
Yeah, I've had chronic pancreatitis for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, I'm an RN, and I got it from a hepatitis vaccine years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is that my wonderful insurance company won't cover the pancreatic enzymes, and they're very expensive, and I'm talking like pancreatase. So what can I take over the counter as far as what you would order that's even comparable to that?
Well, I'm a little bit partial. I mean, here's the thing. I've got certain products and things I endorse and things that I really believe in, and they're found at DrAsaApproved.com. But I you can go to your health food store. There are some good companies out there that have some. Garden of Life is a good company that you can get some good supplements from. And there's several ones that are at your local health food store. But a lot of supplements are really not that great. And they're just, the quality's not there because there's not a lot of regulation in the quality and the nutrients. So, but a good pancreatic-based enzyme, plant-based enzyme, is going to be very helpful for you in as far as digesting it goes. Now, some physicians will argue because they want the pharmaceutical grade and the prescription grade when you've had pancreatitis or anything. And I've seen both. Okay, so I think you need it. My thought is when a physician that you've seen and they've already recommended something to you that is prescription grade, my take on it to you is you always need to go with that. Okay, so that's my take, and that's, you know what that is? That's out of respect to the person that wrote that prescription and said this is what you need to take, because no different than no physician likes that. So I would encourage you to do that. Now, if it's a cost issue, you know, a good digestive enzymes in a health food store, a good one is going to cost you at least $30 to $35. And I know that what you're talking about is more than that, but you want to consider that. And I don't know. The pancreas and those enzymes are very good, but also some of the ones in the health food stores can be good as well. So you might want to weigh that out. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Like, thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening, Diagnosing Hope, one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.